All right, beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Yud, we are up to Sif Dalad, which is the last line on page 276. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Hayotze Laderech, a person who's going on a trip, Yispalo Yehiratzom Lofanecha Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Shetolichenu L'Shalom, etc. Person who's going traveling should say Tfilas Haderech, V'tzorech Lo'omra B'Lashon Rabbim. It has to be said in a plural language. If possible, it's best to stop the traveling so that you could say it, so you shouldn't be on the go. But if you were riding, you don't have to get out of the car. So it's best, talking in our language, to stop the car, but you don't actually have to get out of the car. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see many notes on Tfilas HaDerech today, Yom Ritz Hashem. So in Sifkoton Tez Zayin, on the bottom of 276, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yotzi HaDerech, Sif ze mayri afilu acha shekvar hispalo shmon esrei. This sif is talking about even after you daven shmon esrei, as opposed to things that we learned earlier in the simon that were replacement for shmon esrei. Tfilas haderech is independent of shmon esrei, and you say shetolichenu lishalom. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkoton Yudzayin haniftar mechavero al yomar lo lech bishalom ela lech lishalom. One who takes leave of his friend does not say go bishalom, he says go lishalom. Ukeshenifter min ames, but when one takes leave of a dead body, yomar bishalom velo lishalom. Vatam ayin sof brachos bein Yaakov ba'kosev v'marsha. And one of the reasons given why for a person who's alive you say lech lishalom is lishalom is they should reach shleimus. They should be working on getting to shleimus. Mashenkin, a person who is already nifter, you say lech bishalom, that he should go with the in the shleimus that he already has accomplished. He's no longer growing and accomplishing in terms of his shleimus. We'll read a little bit of note number 10. Note number 10 points out, number 1, that a woman who is going out on a trip as well should be saying Tfilas HaDerech. And then in the second paragraph of note 10, he discusses, let's say a person is going in an emergency. He's taking his wife to the hospital to have a baby, or he's going on a Hatzalah call, and he's going on a route that he should normally say Tfilas HaDerech. Would one say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos when he's traveling because of Pikuach Nefesh? So the Sha'arim Mitzionim Ba'alocha, the Shalom Shuvas B'Tzel Chochma, and the Grash, the Blitzki, they all write Sha'olav Lomar Tfilas HaDerech, and so too Paskins, Rav Yoshev, and Rav Nissen Karelis. So many Poskim say that in that case, it's like any other case, you would say Tfilas HaDerech. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it's possible that you should not say it. Kaven shenoseya be'isr. Since you're really traveling be'isr on Shabbos, rak shemuchrach lisoa, you just have to do it. So because of Pikuach Nefesh, you're doing it. V'lo shayach levarich al zeh. And therefore, it's not just to make a bracha on a trip that's really being done be'isr. Behilis up at tzarachim, but most poskim say that you would say tfilas HaDerech in that case. An interesting shaila that comes up is, let's say a person is traveling with a mace in the car. We know there's an isr of loig larosh. You can't say any Divrei Torah where your tzitzis out when you're within Arba Amos from a mace. So what if you're traveling in the car with a mace, going to bury the mace? So if that trip requires Tfilas HaDerech, would you say Tfilas HaDerech or not? That also is a machlokas. If you look towards the end of this note number 10, Rav Yoshev says that you can say it, and he gives an interesting svara. He says, "Kevan shebet tfilas haderech mispalim shaderech tavor b'shalom." Since the whole purpose of tfilas haderech is that it should be a peaceful trip, the zut tfila gam avor hames. That tfila is also for the mace. The mace also wants to have his body intact. He wants to have a safe trip, and therefore he says you can do it. On the other hand, the Grash, the Blitzki, he writes that you should not say it because there would be an isser of loig larosh. So I guess he holds, even though it would be a benefit to the body of the mace, but Lamaisa, you're doing a mitzvah that he's not able to do, and therefore that would be loig larosh. Continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkoton Yudches, we said you have to say a b'loshen rabbim. U'bidi'eved yotza afilu im omar kol hanusach b'loshen yochid. B'di'eved, you are yotze, even if you said the whole loshen of Tfilas HaDerech in a singular language. And in note number 11, he discusses hearing Tfilas HaDerech on a microphone. You're in camp and you're going on a trip on a bus, and the counselor gets up and says Tfilas HaDerech on the microphone to be motzi everyone. Does that work? So if you look at note 11, he says, V'lotza sidei chovas Tfilas HaDerech b'shmiya meramkol. Listening to it on a microphone. So the Minchas Yitzchak and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, She'enu yochol lotzei spekach yidei chova. They say you cannot be yotze yirchiyah by hearing on a microphone. Mipnei sha'kol ha'nishma mi'hamachshir ein ha'kol shel ha'medaber atzmo. It changes the voice, and therefore you're not really hearing the voice of the person who's saying it, and therefore you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah through hearing someone say it through a microphone.
What about in Alexandria where they had the flags? Shul in Alexandria, you never hearing the bracha over there at all.
Yeah, that, no, that's a different nakuda. That's a question of that's the discussion of answering omeg without hearing the bracha. Here it's a matter of you need to say tefillas aderech and you want to be yotzei. Are you yotzei that way? So you're saying over there also you're being yotzei, you're kaddish, you're kedusha. Right. I guess it'll be similar. You know, that's an interesting question because there the chiyuvim, unless it's the chiyuvim are to answer kaddish, to answer kedusha. I don't know if it's so much to. Yeah, so this is a shot that comes up a lot. So there are poskim that say that the microphone is okay, because even in the Haggah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds, B'shem the Chazanish, She'etochin shegam derech haramkol nechshav k'shomea mamesh epi ha-medaber. So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings from the Chazanish that it's very likely that hearing it from a microphone is like hearing it from the medaber mamesh, and it would be very likely okay. V'chein kosav the Igros Moshe, shelo borer shu nechshav k'kol acher. It's not clear that it's considered like a separate voice. The host of any adds on shemitam ze efsha shemidina ein limchos biyad elu sherotzim losa shedechovas kriyas amegillah dach ramkol. Therefore, he says you should not protest against those who want to hear the megillah through a microphone. The chen kosav the host of any adds on shavsha mistaber sheyotzu yedechovas kriyas amegillah. So even though it is likely that they are yotze the chiyuv of megillah ach kelan shelo bar leheter vegamu inyan chadash, since that's a new way of doing it and it's not so clear, so ein lasos kin, it's better not to do it. So it seems to be that it's not clear in the poskim. If you look at the very end, he brings from a tzipes afrank as well that one who hears the megillah through a ramkol is yotzei. He says mishum sheshomea es kola kore ela shemu'ura bo kolacher. You are hearing the call of the one who's speaking; just another voice is mixed in. So ayin shum. He has a whole piece on that. It's also brought down from Rav Yoshev that he talks about a zimun. Sometimes in schools they do a zimun, they have one person on the microphone also. So Rav Yoshev says you should not do it because that's not the kol hamizamin. So it seems to be the poskim are split whether it is okay or not okay. So obviously it would be best not to use it. But if you see people using it, you don't have to protest against what they're doing, according to most poskim. Turning the page and continuing in Sifkata and Yud Tes, we said in the Mechaber that you have to say a Beloshen Rabbim, Pirish kol ha-nusach shel tefilas aderech. You should say the entire nusach of tefilas aderech in plural, even if you're traveling by yourself. Shemitoch kach tefiloso nishmas yoser. When you daven for others, you daven Beloshen Rabbim, so your tefila is heard better. Ubishem Sefer Akona Kosvu, but they write Bishem the Sefer Akona, the Milas Usineni Lechain Yomar Beloshen Yachid. That Usineni, that should be said Beloshen Yachid. He says in the notes that that is Al Pisod. Why Bdafka over there? It should be Loshen Yachid. There are a couple of interesting points in the notes over here. What if you want to add on to Tfilas Haderach? Look at note 13, he writes, to add on to the Nusach, the Chazal were Kovev for the Tfilas Haderach, so it's a Machlokas also, Shlomo Zalman Arba says that you can add on. Sheyachol Lehosid Bechodav Lefi and Yana, whatever you feel is appropriate, you could add on. He gives an example of a Tatsileni made to Unos Drachim, save me from a car crash, from a car accident. Omen Mechablim, the Kadoma, from other damaging things. So he says you can add on. On the other hand, Rechai Kinevsky says, She'ein lehosif, Sha'kol kolu b'vachol m'nei peronios. Once you say any kind of bad thing to happen, it covers everything. There's no reason to add on. Then he says, and I actually, someone called me, asked me this question a few weeks ago, and I actually looked it up. Someone asked me, they were traveling to a chasana, and they said Tfilas Haderech on the way in. They were going from Baltimore to New York, and they said it on the way in, they forgot to say V'tachzirein l'shalom. So he asked me, do they have to say Tfilas Haderech again on the way back? So we'll see clearly that you do not have to. But in terms of V'tachzirein l'shalom stam, he says, in note 13 at the end, he says, in terms of V'tachzirein l'shalom, the Kaf HaChaim writes, Shekolo b'mash omrim t'vienu l'mchos chefzeinu l'shalom. That which we say, you should help us reach our destination in peace, that already covers both ways. So you don't have to actually say V'tachzirein l'shalom. Omnam kosav shiyesh me'arishonim she'eskiru v'tachzirein. There are Rishonim that bring down this girsa of V'tachzirein, but it's clear that it's not ma'akev, at least according to the Kaf HaChaim. We'll see later anyway, if you plan on going there and back the same day, you wouldn't require Tfilas Haderech again anyway if that was the plan. We'll see that later. Note number 14 says, V'im hischil lomar Tfilas Haderech, a very common occurrence as well. Someone starts saying it by heart, and they get a little confused in the middle. U'be'emtze eino zocher es hemshech ha'nusach. And in the middle, he realizes he forgot the rest of the nusach of Tfilas Haderech. So Rechai Kievsky says, Shem hiskir tfilo lahatzlochoso v'hatzloso mipega ra. If he mentioned that he should have hatzlocha and he should be saved from any bad happenings, yochol lachtom es ha'bracha. You could just stop it there and say the bracha. V'av shalomar es kol ha'nusach shetiknu. Even if you didn't actually say the whole nusach, that would be okay. Now, we said that you should say it b'loshen rabim. So the reason is, if you look at note 15, he says, the yomar came b'loshen rabim gam kishu holech yechidi. This idea of saying it b'loshen rabim is even if you're traveling solo. And the reason the Magen Avraham gives for this is, she'yesha shelo yeh echad b'sof olam sholech gam kein laderech. It's not shayach, there's no one else in the world traveling, and therefore you're having them in mind. Because just because of the fact that your tefillah is heard better when you're davening for the rabim, if there's no rabbin to daven for, it would be inappropriate. Zakta Magen Avraham, it's not inappropriate because mistama, there's someone else traveling somewhere and you're included with them as well. Two other interesting points in note number 15, he writes, Ubatama dover she'ein maskir b'tfilas haderech malchus. And the reason why we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, we don't mention Melech anywhere in Tfilas HaDerech, so the Shaar Tzion says later on, Shehirak Tfilah Ubakasha, that it's not really a bracha, it's more of a tfilah and a bakasha. That's why many poskim say that even if you're mesupik, you're able to say it, it's not a bracha of atalah, because it's not really a bracha, it's more of a tfilah. And then note 15 says, V'lotzeis yidechovas Tfilas HaDerech Ayidei Sheyishma Mi'acher. We discussed previously here on a microphone, but Sam, what about, do you have to say it yourself, or could one person be motzi everyone in the car? So the Eish Avram writes, "Sheyochol lotzas yidechova, you can be yotze your chiyuv afal pi shi bakoshas rachamim." Even though normally by tefillah when it's bakoshas rachamim, you should say it yourself, but the Eish Avram says that by tefillas haderech, one person can be motzi others. Omdam, however, Rav Vosner and Rav Chaim Kineski both write, "Shelachatchila tov levarach baatzmo." That lachatchila they say it is better to say tefillas haderech on your own and not to be yotze through someone else's tefillah derech. Obviously, if you're driving, you don't know it, and someone's saying it, so they also hold you would be yotze, but it's better for a person to say it by themselves. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chof, the third line on page Kuf Lamites. We said that, again, the Mechaber, that you should say tefillah derech b'loshen rabim, v'davka b'tefillah hakvula rabim. This idea of always davening b'loshen rabim is only if you're saying a tefillah that's set for the rabim. Aval kesha'odom rotze levakesh eza bakasha bi'ar atzmo. If a person is making a personal request from Hashem in his tefillah for himself, ain't tzarech lehispal b'loshen rabim. That personal bakasha does not have to be b'loshen rabim. The general set up tefillos, they're set up b'loshen rabim, but your personal bakasha does not have to be b'loshen rabim. V'yasok b'torah b'derech. Now giving us rules of travel. When a person is traveling, he should be learning Torah. We know Torah protects someone when he's on the way. Ukfar omru, hamahalich b'derech u'mefana liba l'batolo. We know Chazal tell us, one who's traveling on the road and he turns his heart to batolo, mischayev b'nasho. That person is chayev misa. Avalo ya'ayin b'halacha. Even though a person should be learning on the way, he should not be delving too deeply into halacha. Dil ma'asi le'etshudeh. He might get lost and he might get confused. That's the Gemara in Tainis Dav Yud. The Kasa Magen Avraham ve'efshe debiyoshev ba'agola v'ish acher manig asusim. But if you're in the back seat, someone else is driving or someone else is leading the horses and you're sitting in the wagon in the back, shari afil I, and then you can even learn in depth because it's not going to affect your way. You're not the driver. Old mashma b'gemara. It's also mashma in the Gemara. The mahalich baderach tzarech lahariv atzmo ma'at. The Gemara tells us one who's traveling should make himself a little bit hungry. Ki asviya kasha oz l'me'ayim b'pnei tzarech haderach. When a person fills himself up too much, it's not good for his stomach because of the journey, the burden of the journey, and therefore a person should leave some room while he is traveling. V'yizar ko'odem shielo pas. When a person is traveling, he should bring along some food, bring along some snacks. Afilu holech b'makom karov. Even if he's going to a close place, uv'makom d'shchia pas. And there's a place where he can very likely find bread. Still, when you're traveling, you should bring along food. Ki kama pa'amim sheyikra mikro. Sometimes things happen, rachmanu litzlan baderech, and you don't want to be stuck without food. And therefore, if a person is traveling any kind of distance, so he should bring along some food. Could be if there's rest stops along the way, it's more lenient. But a person should have food with him. More important than that, v'nochon l'chol yirei shamayim be'ez yitzi'aso laderach sheyikach imo hatalos u'tfilin shelo. It's appropriate when a person is traveling, if he has fear of heaven, that he should take along his talos and tfilin. Afilu hu noseil u'mokum karov. Even if he's traveling to a close place, v'daito lachzor hayom. And he plans on coming back today, but he should bring along his talos and tfilin. Why? Pen yikre eze mikra v'yesbatla mitzvah. Something might happen, and you'll have to stay over somewhere else and you lose out on your mitzvah. Ubavanosenu harabim, and our great averos, yesh ovrei drachim she'ein lochem imam afilu tefillin. There are those who travel and they don't bring with them even tefillin. V'somchin atzman shebaderach yishalu ma'achirim. They say, I'm just staying over one night, I'll borrow someone's tefillin. They rely on borrowing from someone else. Va'avonam gadol. That's a big avera to rely on borrowing someone else's tefillin for two reasons. Ki harbe pa'amim matzui shayideze ovrim zman kriya shma utfila. Sometimes when you're waiting for someone else to finish, you might miss zman kriya shma utfila because you're waiting to borrow someone's tefillin. Ki shemamtina nachi is damilhem till it's ready for you. Va'odam, furthermore, shalokhin tefillin mimashe ba biyadam. You take whatever is available to you. Whoever offers your tefillin first, you take his tefillin. Va'ein makbidim makesha shalosh ulufi midasa olo. And you're not careful to make sure that the tefillin shalosh actually fits your head. And you don't bother finding someone who could adjust it, and you put on tefillin that are not in the right place, and therefore you're not yotzei a mitzvah anyway. And therefore, when a person is traveling, so he shouldn't miss out on the zman kriya shema, he shouldn't miss on the mitzvah of tefillin, a person should take along his tefillin. In note 17, he writes, the gambiz manenu, also nowadays, shemesha chanasiya badrachim ukotzer baharbe. I don't know why that's true. Nowadays, the trips are usually shorter. I guess they're similar because we have cars, but we also go on long car trips. But the traveling is shorter in general if you go by car. So Ruchayim Kineski says, shekedai lakachas as a talis v'atfilin imo. It's still kedai to take the talis and tefillin with you. V'hosev, and he adds on, shegam hu noikein. He's also noik that way. Ach b'nesiya b'socha ir in a lokchum. But he doesn't take it on a trip in the city. Could be a cheshbon, or why we're not makbid on this is because the chances of it getting stolen in the car or getting ruined in the heat if it's in the car, there could be, there's more chashos. You're driving into a chasuna for 2 hours and you're coming back that night. I would say the minhag in general, I don't see people taking their tefillin along. Sounds from over here that you should take your tefillin. I'm assuming the reason we don't do it is because there could be bigger chances of losing out on your mitzvah tefillin the next day by getting stolen in the car or misplacing it or the weather being inclement and other problems that are not brought up over here. But it could be that's why the minhag olam is not to be makbid on this, unless, of course, you are staying overnight or there's a chance you might stay overnight. Then, of course, you take your tefillin with you if there's any possibility. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Yes. Because he said before you should take along. We said talus or tefillin. But tefillin is more important because talus you have tzitzis on anyway. Tefillin is a mitzvah daraisa that if you don't have tefillin you can't be yotzei. The talus we're wearing tzitzis, so we're mekayim our mitzvah. It's also not as much of a chiyuv. Also more lenient in terms of borrowing. Correct. Correct. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter of Katan Chaf Aleph. We said if it's possible, you should stop traveling so you can say Tfilas Aderech. Kegon Shachavrusa Mamtenes. Meaning the other people will wait for you, so it's better to stop if they have patience to wait for you. And Yamud Milelech, and stop the traveling. But if the delay in pulling over and stopping the car is going to throw you off, so then you're allowed to say it while you're traveling. We saw that even by davening, right? If you're on an animal and it's going to throw off your kavana to stop your trip and get off the animal, we said you're allowed to daven even while you're on the animal. So here also, if saying tefillas aderech and stopping the car special for that is going to throw you off and distract you, so you could say it traveling, but it's best to stop the car and say tefillas aderech. So then we said that the last thing we said in the Mechaber was, but if you were riding, ain't tzarech levet, you don't have to get out off the animal, off the wagon, you could still stay sitting. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is that? If Kodlochav Gimel, sheyiridaso valyoso toradato, you're getting off and on the animal or the wagon, that itself is a tear that throws you off. Elo yamira behema milelech, to stop the animal from traveling, im efshel, if you're able to. Sheim yirkav hareyu kumahalich, because if you're riding on the animal, it's like you're walking, and it's best to stop the walking, so stop the traveling. V'huadin layoshev ba'agolosh she'ain tzarech leirit, so too, not only one who's on an animal, also, if you're on a wagon, you don't have to get off the wagon. Elo lahamid hasusim im efshelo. Just stop the horses from traveling. Again, in our language, stop the car and say it if possible. If that will throw you off too much, you're in a rush to get somewhere and it's going to throw you off. So continue saying it on the road. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Hey, ain't tzarech lomar osa elo pam achas bayom. You only have to say tefillas aderech one time a day. Afilu im yanuach ba'ir be'emtza hayom. Even if you stop over for a little rest in the city in the middle of the day, you do not say it again when you start traveling again. So you go to a rest stop and take a break for an hour, and then you continue traveling. You only say it one time a day. Avol im daito lolun be'ir. If your plan was to sleep over in a city along the way. The achakach nimlach the yotza mimena. So you pulled over to the city, planning on sleeping over, and then you decide, you know what? I want to keep going, and you started traveling again. Lavor chutzala uloshiv lebeso, to go back home or to continue traveling onward. Tzarech lachzor ulehispalel osa pamacheres. You have to say it again a second time because that's considered already a new trip. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Chav Dalid. We said you only have to say tefillas aderech one time a day. Pirish b'chol yom vayom. every single day. Kol zman shu baderech mechuyev lomar osa. It means you're driving from here to California, so every night you're staying over in a hotel, so every day you say it one time. There's a couple of very important notes over here. Note number 21 says, v'hayotze bayom, v'himshech asachiloso gam balayla. What does it mean, another day? Is nightfall the next day, or is the next morning the next day? So he points out over here from the Shevet HaLevi, and the Shulchan Shlomo, Shadinu Shalayla Holech Achar Hayom Sha'avar. The night follows the day that passed. The night is a continuation of the day. And L'chora, this is going to be Masha from the Mishabura that we'll see very shortly, that the Laila goes after the Yom, as we'll see in a moment. Look at note 21. Very interesting Shaila. We said you say one Tfilas HaDerech a day, but let's say you're taking a long car ride to an airport. You got a cheap flight from Boston or whatever, and you're driving a few hours to Boston, and you're going to fly from there, you said Tfilas HaDerech in the car, so do you say another Tfilas HaDerech on the plane? So the poskim say, you were traveling first by bus, ubirich, the agra nosa b'matos, and then afterwards you go on the same day on an airplane. Rav Yoshev says, Enochai Kenyasi, she'ein tzarech levarach she'enis. You do not have to say a second tefillas haderech, one per day on a trip, even if it's two different types of traveling that day, it's all covered by one. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Sivkatan chavei. We will. We want you to come back. Sivkatan chavei is going on that which the Mechaber said, only once a day, even if you stay over to rest a little bit in the middle of the day. Rotzalomer shemis akev sham eza shos. You stop there for a few hours kedei lanuach in order to rest. The achaka chozer v'holek ladarko. And then you go back traveling on your way. Kevon shekeshenoch beir daito hayalachsav leilech. Since when you pulled over to rest, you planned on picking up and continuing your trip. Ein tzarech lachsav ulevarech. You do not have to make another tefilas haderech. However, note 22, it brings up from the Chazon Ish that he was mesupik about this, and when he had such a situation, he asked someone to be motzi him. And then he brings down in note 22 also, a cab driver who goes in the middle of the day back to his house. Rav Yoshev says that it's considered that it's daito lahamshech lisoa, since this is his job. It's considered having the mind to travel, and therefore, if he goes long distances, he only has to make the bracha once a day, say tefillas haderech once a day, even if he's going on a different job that he didn't plan on going on, but he always plans on traveling for the day, so one tefillas haderech a day would be okay for a cab driver, according to Rav Yoshev. Sivkatan chavav. We said in the Mechaber, after we said that you say it only once a day, we said if your das was to stay overnight in a city, even if you change your mind and started traveling again, either back home or continue on your way, that's considered a stopping point and you need to make a new tefillas haderech. Sivkatan chavav. Why is it that if you stop over and you plan on sleeping over, even if you don't, you go weiter, the havei hesach hadas, that's considered a hesach hadas, a pause in your das of your trip. And therefore, you have to repeat tefillas haderech. The kol shekein imlon baderech buushpiza balayla. Certainly, if you stayed over in a hotel at night, the tzarech levarech baboker. You have to make a new bracha in the morning. This is where the mishabur is mashma, that the day goes by the morning. Because it says if you sleep over, you make a new tefillas haderech in the morning. Right? Obviously, you were traveling. You could be still traveling while it's still getting dark, but you don't make a new tefillas haderech till the morning. Ach, im hu noseya kol halayla, if a person is traveling through the night, dahainu she'eino lom bekvias bu'ushpiza. He's not staying over the whole night and taking a kvias dika sleep in a hotel on the way. Rak yanuach eza ma'atzman bu'ushpiza. He stops over somewhere to rest for a little bit. V'achaka chozer linsoa, and then he goes and continues traveling, but he does stop over to rest, but it's not a kvias dika rest. Yesh levarach tefillas haderech baboker b'li chasima. So most of the night he's traveling, he just pulls over, you know, he takes a nap on the side of the road for 2 hours. So in that case, you should say tefillas haderech again in the morning, but you should not say it with a bracha at the end. Va'ayim bebir halacha. So look over here at note number 24. So ba'ofanim elu she'omrin tefillas haderech b'li bracha. In these scenarios that the Mishabura says that you should say tefillas haderech without a bracha, Shlomo Zalman says she'ratzui she'yichlo tefillas haderech b'bircha shema kolenu shel tefillas shmona esrei she'mispal b'terem yetzi ledarko. He says in a case where you have to say tefillas haderech without a bracha at the end, it's better, says Shlomo Zalman, just to put it into your tefillah, in your Shmona Esrei, by Shema Kolenu, where you're allowed to add things in. You should add in tefillas haderech over there, because then you have the brach of Shomea Tefillah at the end that you have to say anyway, and that will cover your tefillas haderech in case you really should have made it with a bracha. Then he says in the next paragraph, V'anoseya ba'aniyah, one who's traveling on a boat, this is interesting, the Shari Tshuva writes, B'shein the Birkei Yosef, and Shlomo Zalman, She'yomar tefillas haderech be'bracha rak b'yom rishon. If you're going on a cruise or a long trip, it's continuing, the note continues on page 30 in the back. It says you should only the first day. The rest of the days you should say without a bracha. And as Shlomo Zalman says, L'shitaso, that the other days when you're saying without a bracha, you should just add it in to Shema Kolenu. And then he says, and boats nowadays also, even though they have a makom mesudar l'kol echad lishon, even if you're on a cruise and you have a cabin to sleep in, it's like a hotel, eino nechshav shalom b'kfias. Even though you go and you sleep for 8 hours a night on the cruise, say the poskim, that's not considered a sleep b'kfias. Kevan shehaaniyah kol hazman b'matzav shal nesia. Since the boat is traveling the whole time, that's not a permanent stopover. And therefore, you would not say Tfilas HaDerech the next morning with a bracha. I assume the same thing would be if a person rents a trailer, right, an RV, and one person is driving, the other people are going in the back and sleeping, L'chara would be the same svar would apply. So in that case, when those people get up in the morning, even if they slept the whole night, they would not say Tfilas HaDerech with a bracha, because since they're traveling the whole time, that's not considered a sleep ikvias. I wanted to see one bir halacha over here. On page Kuflam Bites, we said that if you stay over, or you plan on staying over, even if you travel afterwards, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech again when you get up. So says the Bir Halacha, I am a Mishabura Hatam. Look in the Mishabura for the reason. And we said the reason was because of Hesach Hadas. Ulefize nira de kol shekein imlon bu'ushbiza. It appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, that certainly if you stayed over at a host, in a hotel, v'hishkim kodem haboker, and you woke up early before daybreak, Linsola Dako to travel, to continue your travels, the tzorach levarach tfilas haderach af shelo heir adayin hayom. He would still say tfilas haderach even though it did not become morning yet. You slept for 8 hours, and you got up at 4 a.m, and you continue traveling, it's a new day, even though it's not light outside, L'chori says you would have to say tfilas haderach, because that's the complete hasach hadas. V'chein mashma k'tas bebir ha-gro mi dekosov dehavei kemo berchas ha-torah. It's mashma this way from the gro as well, because he compares it to Birchas HaTorah, and we learn by Birchas HaTorah that if you wake up early, after sleeping, a night's sleep, even if you wake up before it gets light, you wouldn't make Tfilas HaDerech again before you start learning. Take it mishishkim. Like I just said, right when you get up in the morning, even if it's not light yet, you say Birchas HaTorah. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, Ach Lishna de Pri Megadim, the language of the Pri Megadim, Shekosav de B'chol Boker Yomar Osa, says every morning you say Tfilas HaDerech, Mashma Tzah Shelo Kidvarenu. It's Mashma not like us. It's Mashma that you have to wake up and wait till it's Boker, till it's actually a din of morning, and then you say Tfilas HaDerech the next day. He says maybe the Pri Megadim is lav dafka, just that you're supposed to travel when it's light outside, so he's using the more practical thing. You're supposed to travel b'chitov when it's light, so he says you should say it each morning, because the mistami only traveling when it's morning. And says the Chavetz Chaim, even if you want to say based on the Pri Megadim, taking the literal reading of the Pri Megadim, that it's better to wait till daybreak to say Tfilas HaDerech, but alko panim im yizdamei lo sha'oz lo yuchal omar. If you feel that as you're traveling, when it gets light, you're not going to be able to say it. Kegon shia oz samuch leparsa lebeso. By the time it gets light, you're already going to be, like we'll see tomorrow, too close to your destination to say it. You make the cheshbon. So mutav sheyomrena kodem sheeir ayom. Kein nira lanias daiti lechora. So then it makes sense as a Chavetz Chaim that you would say it before daybreak. Because as we'll see tomorrow, there's a certain time how long the trip has to be, and you shouldn't say it when you're within a parsa of where you're ending up. So if you're not going to be traveling till it gets light, and at that point it's already going to be within a parsa, you can't say it, so you're going to lose out the opportunity to say it. So says the Chavetz Chaim, Chavetz Chaim feels that you would be allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech with the bracha already before daybreak, assuming you had a stopover bekvias, and that which warranted the Tfilas HaDerech, you would say it even though it's not yet light outside. And Mitzvah Shem will continue and finish these halachos tomorrow.